Hello, thank you for joining us today for the Bible class lesson. The title of our lesson today is Ruth Finds a New Home. This is lesson 88 in our series. Let us start by turning to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, Lord, we thank thee that thou hast invited all people, no matter what we are, no matter what we have done, to come and to seek thee. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to humble ourselves, that we would seek thee, that we would turn away from our sins. Even while we are young, Lord, we pray that we would see through the sin in this world, and we would see that there is life only in Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you be with us as we listen to this thy word, as we listen to this lesson. Help us, Lord, to appreciate the truths in thy word. Help us, Lord, to see thy great kindness and love to humanity. And Lord, we pray that you would indeed hear us for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Saviour, and in whose name we pray. Amen. Our Bible reading today is taken from the book of Ruth. Ruth can be found near the beginning of the Bible, just after the book of Judges and before 1st and 2nd Samuels. If you have a Bible, try and find the reading and follow along. We shall read the whole of chapter 3. Ruth chapter 3, starting to read at verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man, until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in, and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight, that the man was afraid, and turned himself. And behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee. As the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning. And she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came unto the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Our Bible reading today might seem very curious. The events may seem a little strange to you. We have a woman called Ruth who is sent by her mother-in-law, called Naomi, to light the feet of a man called Boaz. But let me ask you a question. Do you want to be a Christian? Do you want your sins forgiven? Because if you do, here in this narrative, we have a beautiful picture of how we can approach God and receive his mercy. Let's first of all go back to the beginning of the book of Ruth, to chapter 1, where we learn more about Naomi. Naomi once had a husband and two sons, and they lived in Bethlehem. Well, I'm sure you've heard of Bethlehem. That's where Jesus Christ was born. But more than 1,000 years before Christ was born, Bethlehem was the family home of Naomi. One day, Naomi's husband decided that the family must leave Bethlehem and move to a foreign country called Moab, which was just outside the borders of Israel. The reason they left is because there was a famine in the area where they lived, in Bethlehem. Well, they couldn't have known what would happen. First, Naomi's husband died in Moab. Then her two children married women of Moab called Orpah and Ruth. And then Naomi's sons died, leaving Naomi alone with her daughter-in-laws, all three of them widows. After these sad events, news arrived from Israel to say that God had visited his people and there was now bread in Israel. Naomi decided the time had come to return home. Well, she set off with Orpah and Ruth to accompany her. And when she reached the border of Moab and Israel, Naomi turned to her daughter-in-laws and thanked them for their kindness and asked them to return home, that she would be fine from here. But what happens? The two young widows begin to cry. No, they say, we will not leave you, Naomi. We want to return with you, to your people. Well, that was very kind of them, and perhaps you don't see anything unusual in it. Well, actually, what we see here betrays something that isn't that common. It is a sad fact that throughout history, and even in our society today, that in-laws often do not get on. Mother-in-laws especially are despised. How often have you heard a cruel mother-in-law joke? Sadly, often there's little love or genuine respect shown. The fact that Orpah and Ruth were willing to leave their home and travel to Bethlehem shows a deep love and regard that they had for Naomi. Being a widow often meant poverty, and if they'd left their homes in Moab and travelled with Naomi to Bethlehem, they would have been well aware of what they were giving up. To leave Moab would mean leaving all their comforts and their own families, and to become a foreigner in Israel. They would have no standing or position in society, and may end their lives as just poor widows. So for Orpah and Ruth to be so determined to travel with Naomi is really quite surprising. But why are they so keen to be with Naomi? There was something about Naomi that caused them to love her greatly and to make parting with her so difficult. You see, Orpah and Ruth had been with Naomi since their marriage, and during this time they had witnessed her kindness and her love for them. They had seen her devotion to God and the difference this had made in her life. The people of Moab worshipped idols, many gods which were handmade, literally made by men. But Naomi worshipped the God of Israel, who could not be seen and yet was very evident and powerful. The people of Moab and the other nations round about Israel knew all about the God of Israel. At that time, it was still recent history, how God had delivered his people out of the land of Egypt, where they had been slaves. They heard how he had kept them in the wilderness and led them to the promised land. Israel's God was Naomi's God, the true and living God, who had always provided for his people and had promised one day to provide a saviour to all his people, a saviour from sin. Perhaps some people Moab doubted the goodness of the God of Israel. Why are you here? They may have taunted. If your God is so great, why is there famine in Israel? This is what we sometimes hear today when people don't want to believe in God. They say, if God is real, then why does he allow bad things to happen? Well, Naomi's faith in her God was unwavering, and Orpah and Ruth would have seen this. Naomi may have patiently explained to them that her God was a holy God who had warned his people that he would withhold the rain from them if they turned away to worship idols, but had also promised in his mercy he would send the rain again if the people truly repented and turned back again from their idols and worshipped God with all their hearts. Naomi's faith was not even shaken when her husband died. Orpah and Ruth would have seen her reaction. Did she change her God when life became hard? Those who worship idols often do. Their idols aren't real and have no real power to help them when things go wrong in life, and so they often will change from this God to another God. They had so many idols, and yet not a single one of them could satisfy their real needs. No, Naomi had good evidence that her God was the true God, the unchanging one, who answered all her prayers, and she believed he would be good and faithful to her, and she continued to trust in him, even when her two sons died later on. Her peaceful trust in God must have affected Orpah and Ruth greatly, and helped them in their own response when their husbands died. Have you been affected, like Orpah and Ruth were, by seeing the life of a Christian person close up? I mean, do you have a friend, maybe, someone at school, who's a real Christian, and you've noticed how different their life is, the way they behave, their response in difficult situations? They seem so different to the other young people that you know. Well, it's natural to be attracted by this kind of character, the genuineness of the person who truly loves the Lord. And this is how Orpah and Ruth felt about Naomi. They liked her. But Ruth went a step further. She understood why Naomi was the way she was, and Ruth wanted Naomi's God to be her God. So Ruth determined in her heart to stop worshipping idols, and she began to seek the God of Israel. She was not disappointed, as she found God's promise to be true, that any who seek him with their whole heart would surely find him. You know, respecting Christians, liking their characteristics and their way of life, is good, but it's not good enough. If we want real and lasting happiness in our own life, then we must be like Ruth. We must be willing to go that step further. We must seek God, repenting of our sins and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as the only Saviour. So Orpah and Ruth wanted to continue with Naomi. But Naomi begs the young ladies to return to Moab. She prays for them that they will find new husbands and be happy again. Eventually, Orpah reluctantly agrees to turn back. But Ruth's faith and desire to follow God causes her to take quite a different approach. We can read this in chapter 1 of the book of Ruth, verse 16. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." You see, both Orpah and Ruth had great respect and love for Naomi, but Ruth also loved Naomi's God and trusted he would care for her even in a foreign land. And she wanted to leave behind her idols in Moab and go to Israel, where the people worshipped God. Well, after many miles of travelling, Naomi and Ruth arrived back in Bethlehem. Life would not be easy for them, as they knew. Her old friends could hardly recognise Naomi. "Is this the same Naomi who left us years ago, now returning? She looks so worn out. Look, she's got no children, and she's now a widow." They felt so sorry for her. Naomi had no money, and she knew she would have to sell the land that would have belonged to her husband's family for generations in order to pay off her debts. And meanwhile, Ruth would have to find some kind of work in order to support herself and Naomi. Well, Ruth did find work. It wasn't at all glamorous, but it was God's provision. God had a law in Israel that any poor or stranger could freely glean. Gleaning was a means by which the leftover grain from the harvest could be collected by those in need and could be used freely to support themselves. You know, God knows all about you. I'm sure you knew that. That means he knows where you are right now and what you're doing. But he also knows why you're doing it. He knows what you're thinking about. But best of all, if you love the Lord and follow him, then God will always lead you wherever you are, and whatever you are thinking and doing, he will help you. Ruth had no idea whose field it was she would glean in, but God knew and God was leading her. She had placed her life into the hands of God, and soon she found out that even the everyday events of life that we might think are random are not. They're under God's sovereign care. So Ruth, without knowing it, went to glean in the field of Boaz. Boaz was a rich relative of Naomi's, and he showed unusual kindness to Ruth. You know, Boaz's mother had been a foreigner, like Ruth, who had come to trust the Lord. You may remember Boaz's mother. Her name was Rahab. She had taken care of the spies in Jericho, and God had saved her and her family when the walls of Jericho fell. And now Boaz showed kindness to this foreigner, Ruth, who had left her home and trusted God, just as his own mother had done. He allowed Ruth to glean plentifully in his fields, so that Ruth was able to provide well for herself and Naomi. God's provision for Ruth did not end there. In God's law, a poor widow with no children such as Ruth could ask a close relative of her husband's to redeem the land of her husband. That means to buy back the land and to keep it in the family rather than selling it to an outsider. Also, if the relative was in a position to do so, he could marry the widow, and so the inheritance would pass on to their children, and the inheritance will be kept for the next generation of that family. In chapter 3, we read how Naomi advises Ruth what she must do. Let's just read verse 4 again. And it shall be, when he lies down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. So Ruth, perhaps a bit unsure of this custom, but trusting the wisdom of Naomi, obeys and lays down at Boaz's feet to claim his covering and his care. Here is a picture of how we should approach God. She was asking Boaz, as a close relative, to take care of her, to redeem the land, and to be her husband. Can you see the picture here that I spoke about how we should approach God? We need redemption through Jesus Christ. The first thing that we learn from this narrative is that Ruth recognized her situation in life. Do you recognize your situation? It is important to recognize our own situation if we want to approach God in the right way. We have a debt. We're not owing money, obviously. Our debt is a debt of sin. And how shall we pay? We cannot pay with land or money. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. We pay with our lives. Can you see the picture? Ruth would lose her land to pay for her debts. We will lose our lives to pay for our sins. So what can we do? Ruth is sent to Boaz, and we are sent to our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, our life is not secure. We are poor and in great need, just as Ruth was. The life that God has given us will soon be taken away and lost. Maybe you don't want to believe this. My situation is surely not that bad, you say to yourself. My life is okay. Even if I'm not a Christian, I'm okay. Ruth would never have gone to lie at the feet of Boaz if she didn't see her great need. The truth is, until you see your real situation in life, then you'll never be able to approach God in the right way. And one day, our lives will be lost. Like Ruth, we must come crouching down at our Saviour's feet, humbly admitting our sins and our need before God. We have a great debt of sin, and we must ask him to be our Redeemer and buy back our lost lives and give us a new and better life. Otherwise, we shall never find help for our souls. Well, did God's blessings end there for Ruth? I'd urge you all to read the book of Ruth for yourself and find out what happened. We will only be able to summarize a few of the highlights here. What happened next to Ruth is also a picture for us about what happens when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ for ourselves. God's blessings are never ending. Christians throughout history have rejoiced and been able to say that God has given them far more than they ever expected when they turned to him and trusted him as their Redeemer. So, in summary, Boaz did redeem the family land and agreed to marry Ruth. All Naomi's debts were paid off, and Ruth became part of a very special family. So, what was so special about Ruth's family? You already know about her new mother-in-law, Rahab. But did you know who her great-grandson was? It was King David. You remember the shepherd boy who God chose to be king and also inspired to write the book of Psalms. When Ruth left Moab as a poor widow, a foreigner entering Israel, she could never have imagined what her life would be and what the life of her future children would be. But the most special thing about her family was actually David's greater son, another descendant of Ruth. Do you know David's greater son? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He was born many years later in Bethlehem. So Ruth not only became the wife of Boaz, she became a member of the best family of all, God's family. What about you? These blessings are not just for Ruth. God calls you to become part of his family. Think about poor Orpah. She missed out on so much. Yes, she loved Naomi, and I'm sure she missed Naomi and Ruth when she stayed in Moab. But look what she missed out on. Remember, being around Christians or even liking Christians is not the same as making God your God. I hope none of you will miss out on this invitation to be part of God's family. I hope you'll be willing to leave behind all those things that really, when you think about it, are just like idols in our lives. And I hope you'll seek God with all your heart. You will find him and find that your God is the one true and living God, and your new life as part of his family is better than any other life you may have left behind. May the Lord bless these things to you. Don't forget to download the worksheet and read your Bible every day. I'm sure you can read through the book of Ruth this week. Pray to God daily that he may give you understanding of his word and faith to follow him. Thank you for listening. Hope you can join us again next week for another important lesson from God's word. Goodbye for now.